Zelensky says he is ready for a redo with Trump after Oval Office fiasco. By Francis Martel on March 3, 2025. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday he is willing to return to the White House to discuss serious issues if invited, despite the collapse of talks with President Donald Trump during a meeting intended to conclude in the signing of a minerals agreement on Friday. Zelensky spent much of the weekend in the United Kingdom after a disastrous stop in the Oval Office on Friday, in which a photo session with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance concluded with Zelensky being expelled from the White House. Zelensky irritated his hosts by objecting to diplomatic efforts to end the full-scale invasion of his country and by menacingly insisting that Americans would feel the consequences of halting the billions of dollars in military aid Kyiv has received in the past 3 years. The unusual public display of disagreement ended without either side signing the minerals agreement, in theory, a deal in which the United States would help Ukraine develop what is believed to be a formidable natural reserve of rare earth minerals and other metals in high demand for technological development. It also resulted in several prominent American supporters of Ukraine, most vocally Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, calling for Zelensky to resign. Bloomberg reported on Sunday that, despite the interpersonal conflict on display on Friday, Zelensky said he would be open to returning to Washington. Trump and J.D. Vance warned Zelensky about rejecting peace, "You don't have the cards right now. We are worthy of an equal dialogue," Zelensky reportedly said, adding that, if Trump offered such a constructive dialogue to solve real problems, for serious issues and real, decisive actions and answers, I will arrive. Zelensky insisted that the current rift between Washington and Kyiv will pass and in subsequent remarks insisted, "I'm ready for any format of constructive relations with the U.S." The Ukrainian state media outlet Ukrinform republished the comments highlighted by Bloomberg with a headline highlighting that Zelensky was willing to meet with Trump in person again, a sign that Zelensky's government is eager to ensure that the message gets to the White House. Friday's meeting between Trump and Zelensky followed weeks of negotiations on a rare earth mineral deal that both sides appeared enthusiastic about before the exchange. After a lengthy period of taking questions from reporters, Zelensky apparently became tense and challenged the idea of negotiations with Russia to end the prolonged invasion of Ukraine. "Nobody stopped him. We had conversations with him, a lot of conversations. Multilateral conversations," Zelensky asserted, apparently referring to his last in-person talks with Russian strongman Vladimir Putin in 2019 that resulted in no meaningful progress in the bilateral relationship. Zelensky then began warning that, while America has a nice ocean between itself and Europe, you will feel it in the future if Russia is allowed to continue attacking its neighbors unchecked. The line incensed President Trump, who responded, "You don't know that. You don't know that. Don't tell us what we're gonna feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel." Vice President J.D. Vance also weighed in, accusing Zelensky of being insufficiently grateful for American assistance. "Get out." Zelensky leaves White House after Trump, Vance torch him in Oval Office meeting. Trump ultimately expelled Zelensky from the White House, canceling a private lunch, a press conference, and a ceremony to sign the minerals agreement. "I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations," Trump wrote in a message posted to social media following the exchange. "I don't want advantage, I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace." Zelensky has refused to apologize for his lack of decorum during the visit while hinting that he still wishes to maintain a relationship with America, and even sign the disregarded minerals agreement. The Ukrainian president has also repeatedly published messages of gratitude for American support and insistence that he wishes to see the war end, apparent references to the criticisms he received in the White House. "Ukraine is fighting for the normal and safe life it deserves, for a just and reliable peace. We want this war to end. But Russia does not," Zelensky insisted in a message published on Monday to social media. "To force Russia to stop its attacks, we need greater collective strength from the world. We need peace, not endless war," Zelensky said in a separate message to Ukrainians published on Monday. "And that is why we say that security guarantees are the key to this. In the near future, all of us in Europe will shape our common positions, the lines we must achieve and the lines we cannot compromise on. These positions will be presented to our partners in the United States. Of course, we understand the importance of America, and we are grateful for all the support we have received from the United States. There hasn't been a single day when we haven't felt grateful, he repeated. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.